Hey guys, what's up? This is Noana Boricua, and thank you for tuning in to Fio Pasión Sábado Vlog. And if you're listening to us, thank you for joining us as well on our podcast stream. So, Fio Pasión, all around everything about cultura, everything around faith, and everything around conexiones, which is always understanding the importance of networking and building relationships, but really understanding that in all those three things, how we always want to fuel our pasión to be able to elevate all that we do and whatever you're passionate about. So today, the segment really is really just talking about, and mind you, I still do have the mask, do want to pause on that, which I'm still under this COVID quarantine, and I hope you guys are enjoying the beautiful chimes in the background for some subtle, music. So going back to this, really just wanted to share with you guys really what I wanted to promise you guys, that was last week, is understanding really the gaming world, what it looks like when it comes to esports and why it's so huge. And it really got me interesting, first and foremost, because of my son. My son currently is training, is playing, watching videos, going on Twitch to really understand how to become a professional gamer. And right now his game of choice is Fortnite. And I think what was interesting was really understanding him speaking to my wife and me about like going from a PS4 to then wanting a PC, which then it really got me thinking like, okay, wait, hold on. Like, why does he need a computer to game? So wanted to pull up some notes, and I thought it was very interesting, and this is all information that you guys can find, on the internet. You can Google this, but just to let you guys know, the gaming industry was projected in 2019 globally to be a $152 billion industry. Let us pause on that for a second. $152 billion industry on what it is to be in the gaming industry, and we're talking about globally, right? This, it says, it was a growth of rapidly of like 9%, and they estimate that by 2022, just a couple years away, this can grow to be $196 billion globally. So I want you to understand, for all of you guys that maybe are parents, or maybe you're a gamer, maybe your parent is a gamer, or maybe you have kids, or there's someone in your life that you see that they see that this is a potential thing, I want you guys to understand that this is huge. And I think what's crazy is that we think about gaming being fun, it's just casual, maybe you have it on your phone, I don't know, right? But I think it's interesting when we think about this cultura of gaming, it's gotten to a point where it's even about esports, it's competitive, there's teams, there's sponsorships, so many to name. I know the biggest name out there that I think of is Ninja, getting a shoe deal and, getting this this deal with, online, which recently I heard he just switched over for the first time in 1 year back over to Twitch because he's a free agent before he gets signed up to be a potential sponsor or an influencer and just a sponsored e-sport athlete. So I just think, again, this cultura of gaming has evolved over the years and it continues evolving. And really, I just kind of wanted to share, like, how do we understand that? Like, how do we understand the gamer? How do we understand the esport athlete? But then how do we just connect with them? And I think one of the biggest things is that we understand that really the gamer and those that are in it, it just doesn't happen at home. This is something that's on the go. And I know my favorite system growing up was Nintendo. And after Nintendo, it was TurboGrafx-16. Holler at me if you know. Bonk's Adventure was the game. And then we had Sega Genesis, and then we had PlayStation and Xbox, and Nintendo now is trending with the Switch. It's interesting how it's constantly evolving, and I think the beauty of this is like, how do we learn the gaming movement? How do we understand the importance of now the streaming platform? I recently have now, I'm a youth worker at my local church and really supporting my students and seeing them via stream on Twitch is like next level, man. And I think it's really cool to see a lot of these moments. So as I pause and I give you guys this information, it's really understanding that as someone who wants to understand esta cultura now, more than ever, it's really understanding the great opportunities there is out of this. I mean, when you think about how do you fuel your pasión to be someone that can drive the gaming industry to the next level, well, there's a lot of opportunities. And I think, you know, up next when I think about this is like, what are some of those opportunities? How can someone, you know, who has this passion, esta pasión, and really to be able to, how do I fuel myself as I'm someone that loves to network, I'm someone that's logistically sound, or I'm also someone who's artistic. I think you'd be surprised to see, again, some of the opportunities here, right? Because I think for us, it's understanding about how do we better conectarnos with the gamer. And if you're someone that's looking to get in there, it's really just going and putting yourself out there. I mean, I put myself out here now every Saturday, try to be able to connect with you guys and just give you small snippets. So I hope that as we try to understand the gamer, it's really understanding how do we establish and develop these connections, esas conexiones with our gamers. How do we be able to inspire from an artistic perspective, better content? And that could be something from via stream, Twitch, YouTube, even Facebook now has this. It is really understanding that. And I think just to close is understanding, you know, how do we enable them and how do we equip them? And those are my last two questions. And I hope in this Fuel Pasión Sábado vlog that we understand the importance that looking in this industry and looking at Travis Scott, you know, having a concert on Fortnite, looking at all these different gamers, and mind you, we're not even talking about the female consumer, the female gamer, the female athlete that's on the rise. It's something que yo creo, that I believe, que es muy importante de poner ojo, just put an eye on, to understanding the importance of this gaming industry. And I hope that each and every one of you guys can join us on this journey as next week we'll talk about disconnecting and how do we advise. And we're really excited to share that with you. So if you can, if you enjoyed this video, hit a like, share it, subscribe to the channel, and also check us out on Fuel Pasión Podcast. You can see it on all platforms, iTunes, Spotify, and so on. Hit the links below. And we're just really excited que la verdad que estás con nosotros este sábado, that you're here with us this Saturday, and we hope you guys enjoy the rest of your weekend. So bendiciones and over now.